Test, 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 test.
If it wasn't for bad luck.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test, 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 test. Bud, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Are we still kind of fucked up here? Are we doing all right? Now, who are we having on the show tonight?
Well, we're having on Donald Trump.
President Trump, how are you?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me back. Always fun to just get with you guys and...
Rediscover your true self, huh?
Yeah. That's it. I would say that you guys are pretty, you know, forgiving.
All right, so today we're going to do... Today we're going to do... let me turn the fan back on because it is a little too hot, you know? It's... You've got to keep CPD out of it, man. They're much too hot for my taste. What movie? Yeah. Still probably one of my favorite action movies of all time, The Fugitive. Plot, acting, pretty decent writing. I mean, you could actually see it happening, you know? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I probably should have gotten coffee. I haven't gotten any coffee. I've been down since I began to crawl. All right, so we have General Shaw and Dean Wheeler. General Shaw beat Dean Wheeler to the punch with 1,000 followers. General Shaw, you ought to thank all of your followers, man. You know, I forgot to do that. Yeah, I'll do it right now. General Shaw, 1,011 followers. Born under bad sign. I've been down 1,005. So, Dean Wheeler, thanks for helping me break 1,000. So, Dean doesn't know what he's got to do, but Bud, just to fuck with him, sent him anonymously. Coupons for half off on Vaseline, and it just freaked Dean out. Like, what is this about? You know, he's got to keep him fucking. Anyway,
oh, that's mature, Phil. Isn't that just great humor? Look, you know, what do you want from me, man? What do I want from you, man? Is that the way you put it?
We're going to Staples Center, August 17th, Monster Jam. I don't give a fuck about those trucks. You know, I like motocross. I like the dirt track motorcycle, the jumps and all that shit, man. I like it outdoors. That's where I first saw it as a kid. Now it's indoor. I get it. It's cool. But, I guess. But, I like watching that. The fucking trucks with the goddamn... Who the fuck owns something like that? In other words, to get into that sport, you have to... have a fucking screw loose, I think, you know. Let me build a truck with gigantic meats, and then I'll get into this competition with other very finite number of people that race shit like that. To me, it's not really a sport. To me, it's like a fucking exhibition of weird. Motocross is a sport. Any guy can get a fucking scrambler together and go out and race in the fucking dirt. Thousands, millions of people do that. You're trying to tell me that tens of millions, millions and millions and millions of people have gigantic fucking trucks with huge airplane meats on them. Shit. Born under bad sign. Look at this slide. How I wish I had that right now. Not the fire, but that cup of coffee. Oh, yeah. Who's this? She's pretty hot. Who is this chick? Spectrum TV. She's a brunette, she's gorgeous, and she's gone. End of commercial. General Dean Wheeler. 1, 2, 3. God, I fucking hate this, man. I'm not saying I hate this. What I hate is having to go over to email to check to see what are the spots for this week, where are the commercials for this week. See, and sometimes they're there and sometimes they aren't. This is the week of the 13th. Okay. See, I don't have 8-6. Yeah, see? So where's the week of the 13th, brother? Oh, here it is. First degree. it wasn't for bad luck, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have no luck, mm-hmm. Bad luck, mm-hmm. Bad luck, mm-hmm. I've been down since I began to crawl. Right, man. Quip in first degree.
What?
Replace in first degree. Where you at, man? Let's go, bitch. Okay. And what's this? Same copy? What fucking pages is this shit? Jack Vanek and Alexis Linkletter. Vanek. If you like my show, you're going to love The First Degree with Jack Vanek and Alexis Linkletter. The host of Lady Gang teams up with her best friend, true crime TV producer. Oh, I dig. Okay. I didn't quite understand it, but I think I got it now. Pretty sure. Black and white, one side. Thank you. I've got a really great printer, as I've been raving to you over the last couple of weeks. It is a full-color printer. It can print color. I don't like color print. I like black and white. But it does default to two-side, double-side, which is not a bad thing. I just have to keep correcting it. I'm wondering if there's an advantage to that. And there probably is. But when you do my kind of work, one side's best, because you're reading. I'm Don Mixa. You see? And if I was reading the copy, and another thing, you get to flip it over. I don't know. Doesn't make it. Pardon me, I have to adjust my dick, because, you know. All right. See what you get with a pre-show? Do you see the great shit you get with a pre-show? Me talking about my dick. You're never going to hear that shit ever, anywhere else. I have a note here. Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance from October 15, 2017. You got to admit, man. It's pretty cool, you know? Right, you know what I'm saying? How do you pronounce that fucking FBI agent? Peter Strzok? Search. I think it's Strzok, isn't it?
Anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok has been fired. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. The Fox News confirmed.
Oh, Fox News confirmed? Yes, Fox News confirmed. That's Kennedy. No, that ain't Kennedy. Kennedy's our girl, man. We love Kennedy. I don't know. Who is this? Elizabeth What's-Her-Ass? Well, that's something else, right? He's been fired. Peter Strzok. Well, that gives you a little bit of breathing room there, Trump. You know, you fired somebody. You got someone fired, didn't you? Holy Christ on a crutch. Tomorrow I have a meeting with an agent on Wilshire. I want to sell this motherfucking house and buy like a condo right in the middle of the city. Right on Wilshire, you know, right near LACMA and some cool places to hang out and eat, like West LA. I don't know, you know. Hollywood? The fuck knows, man. Who the fuck knows, who cares, huh? That's my philosophy of life. See? He took the oath of office twice, 14 months apart. Chester Arthur. Wasn't he twice president? I don't know. Lyndon Johnson, no. What's the answer? Oh, Lyndon Johnson is right. Wow. Twice? Were they afraid of the fact that the oath on the on Air Force One wasn't good or something? I don't know. You know, brushing your teeth could be fun.